By the time we're done with him, his tie will be like this, and his hair will be like this. We're going to work you over. Is that all right? Mess you up. You look too nice. Let's unbutton your shirt. Unbutton his shirt. Loosen you up. You ready? God's going to work you over, all right? You asked for it. Somehow you got up on the stage because you almost crossed the line and manipulated your way here. But you know what? There's a hunger in your heart. And you pleaded and you made appeals. And you know what? Here you are. And you said, God, let me have it. And he's going to let you have it. You are the one that God has fashioned and worked to be a front runner. God has called you out ahead of the pack. You're not to run with the pack. You're to be out in front. And therefore, God is going to push you out front. The word of the Lord comes. Dabar is the Hebrew word. That which pushes from behind. That's what a prophetic word does. It pushes us from behind and moves us into a place we cannot go on our own. God's going to do that. God's given you a really sharp mind, young man. You have a sharp mind. You're going to graduate early. You're going to be ahead of your classmates. You're just going to be up front. And that's a huge responsibility. To whom much is given. Finish it. Finish it. Much is
required.
Yeah, you got it. I knew we had it in him. You got the word of God in you, right? By the way, God cheats, just so you know, for you. God's a cheater. He cheated death for us. He cheated. We deserve death. He cheated the system for us. God cheats. It's like that. He whispers answers that we don't have a clue to, right? Right?
Yes.
He asked the disciples one time, who do men say that I am? They didn't have a clue. All of a sudden, Peter goes, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus goes, Dad, you're cheating again. You're told me the answer. Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father revealed it. And the Father's going to reveal things to you outside of your own flesh and blood, outside of your intellect. But God says, I am going to hone a sharp Christian mind, a renewed mind. And then the honing and shaping of principles and kingdom structure in your mind, God says, I'm going to release a prophetic flow out of you. It's going to come. There's a strong connection with your hands and your fingers, particularly in your brain. I see you at computers, but not just any type of computer. Interestingly, new technology, you're going to be putting, God's going to put stuff in your hands that is just now on the drawing boards of certain technological, drawing boards. They're still working on it. The product's not even out yet. But your hands are going to touch it in the next few years. And you're going to be ahead of the class. You're going to be ahead of the game. There's a technology. You're God's machinist. There's a mechanical capacity to see structure and architecture and then loose it from the spiritual realm into the earth. God wants to build stuff. He's a builder. He's building all the time. Jesus said, I'll build my church. We're waiting for a city that God's already built. We're going to inhabit that. All these building things. Building structures that have not yet come to earth because they're already in heaven waiting. Waiting for the front runners, waiting for God's mechanics and engineers and architects to step up and say, let's build this. We never see anything like it. I know it. Just came down out of heaven. Amen. We call it Noahic technology. The technology of Noah will be on you. I'm serious. You're going to have the building capacity like Noah to hear designs, shapes, new things that were never built in the earth before. Never seen it before. What is a boat? What is an ark? What is that thing? What do you do with it? Never seen one of these before. It had never existed on the planet. Never been another one like it. You're still searching for it. Because the design came out of heaven. It didn't come out of a man's mind. It came out of the mind of God. And here's the deal. I've given you, says the Lord, the mind of Christ. You must begin to align your mind with his. And you do that by immersing this mind in the word of God. This transforming of your mind, renovation, a constant over and over repetitive working of the mind through the mind of God. And what happens is it says that's how you prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. You will know the will of God as you work it through in Scripture. Designs, architecture. You're going to be teeming with all kinds of up-and-coming gifts in the body. You're going to run with peers. You're going to run with those that are older than you. And you're going to pull along those that are younger. So you're going to have a sphere in which to build into. God's going to teach you and show you how you can function in an apostolic sphere that has architecture in it and building capacity to bring out of heaven patterns, ideas, and vision to build what God wants to build in the earth for your generation. It's going to look like 2001, back when we were in the 1900s. You know, it's going to be out there, but it's attainable. Here's the deal. It is attainable. Otherwise, God wouldn't be speaking to you about it. Amen? Good man.
And because you have the mind of Christ, you're going to be able to, you know, God has thoughts towards us. The word says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. You're going to be able to hear God's thoughts. And in hearing God's thoughts, I hear the Lord saying that he's going to begin to reveal things to you in the night season. For you are like a Joseph, who also had an administrative capacity to look at what needed to be done and build something around that. The Lord says, I've given you that administrative capability. And just like Joseph, the Lord has made you a seer of dreams and visions. And I believe that God is saying, get a notepad and begin to draw even some of the diagrams that come to you in the night season. For the Lord's going to reveal some mysteries to you in the night season. The Lord is the revealer of secrets and mysteries. And the night season will be your portion. It will be a time of communication from the throne room of God, where he will communicate and download concepts and ideas and strategies to you. And the Lord says, write these things down. And at times you'll have to draw them down, because there'll be pictures that don't make sense, but you will draw them, and eventually God will bring something from that in your ministry. Also, I hear the Lord saying that witty inventions, ideas, God's just going to give that to you. It's just going to be something that you flow in very naturally. And the Lord says that he's going to give you the ability to, as you respond to this call, you're going to be able to speak with the best of them. You're going to be able to communicate with the best of them. The Lord says that you're going to be able to, he's going to give you savviness even in traveling. He's going to give you savviness on how to connect with those in leadership in other nations. You will travel to other nations and be part of the work of God in those nations and connect those. God has given you an apostolic anointing to connect and bring people together to move forward in one purpose and in one vision. I also saw a vision of you. You kind of boarded a ship, and all the crew was there saying, "Yes, sir. What are the commands? What are the commandments? What do you require of us?" And therefore, you were able to give and tell them, "Here's what we're going to do." The Lord says, "I've given you a wisdom beyond your years, and even in that, I'm going to bring you into leadership at a point where others are going to look and say, well, you know, he's young, but God says, don't let anyone look at you or despise you because you're young. Your wisdom will speak for itself. God says, I will open your mouth and I will speak through you and make a way for you." So the Lord says that you will be known as one who operates in great wisdom beyond your years, and others will begin to recognize that as well. I'm going to give you, the Lord says that he's also going to give you insight and in with different cultures as well. So you won't be intimidated of other cultures, but God is going to give you an in and a way to connect and communicate and bring forth your gift to those in other nations and those of other cultures. They will draw from you, and it will be a natural thing. God says it's just going to be something that'll be woven throughout your ministry as you move forth apostolically, both here and in other nations, and it's all going to fit wonderfully as you move forward, says the Lord. And then one final thing, I agree with the technology thing. I saw you before a huge board, and there were all these symbols and signs, and there were a lot of important-looking people at this meeting. Let me stress that. Very important-looking people. As they were looking at these designs and they were trying to make sense of it, they brought you in so that you can interpret the symbols on these blueprints. And I hear the Lord saying that even in blueprints and understanding symbols and building and structure, God has given you, he's setting you ahead of the pack. He's setting you in a place of favor and anointing where you will be drawn from, and you will even be seen as a consultant to come in and even hard to crack cases. The Lord says he will give you that, and you will be known for that anointing.
Amen. So the Lord says you're a code breaker. The same way that there were some guys that broke the DNA code, God's going to use you to break codes. Everything's already made. DNA was made in the beginning of creation. But two guys came along based on the work of three other people and cracked the code for DNA. They were just discovering what was already there. You're a code breaker. You're going to discover designs and plans and schemes of God that have been in existence since the creation. So what they said. Second, you are an interpreter. I saw you going around the world and explaining in human terms, in understandable terms, the code of God, the way creation was. You can explain it. You're going to be able to do it on stage after stage after stage. And people are going to listen to you and just marvel because they'll understand. So the whole concept of language, of writing, of presentation, being able to make a speech, of doing all those things that are necessary to communicate with people, God's going to train you in. So he's not called you to be an isolationist. He's not called you to be that person stuck back in the back of the lab who never talks to anybody and is weird. He's not called you to weird. He's called you to people, to communication. But now, you're also going to be a nerd. But in this day and time, that's good, isn't it? This ability to understand things, but at the same time, communicate it. Now, here's what God also says to you, my son. Wherever you go in the earth, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Wherever you are, you will carry with you a little patch of ground that is me and my kingdom and is your home. You will never be homeless, but I will, wherever you are, that's where your home will be. I will, as it were, take the earth up that is your home and move it with you. Wherever you are, you will always have a sense of place in me. I've not called you, says God, to be tied down to one little patch of earth. And do not worry about it when I say to you, go here or go there or go here. Do not be concerned, for home will follow you, says God. You are but like my servant Abraham. For I said to him, leave this home and go to another place with strange people who speak strange language and eat strange food. But everywhere he went, he made it his home because he was following me, says God. So, Lord says to you, my son, my word to you and my command to you is your home. It is your place of dwelling. And I tell you, my son, wherever you are, I will also draw people to you. I will give you deep companions of the heart so you won't be alone. I will give you people that will understand you and will be as smart as you. So you'll never be alone. And you'll never be not understood, but you will be understood. And the Lord says, my son, wherever you go, I tell you to remember your family and honor your family. For through you, I'm going to give blessing to your family. So always carry a phone with you so you can call home, so you can phone home, says the Lord. That sound good? Does that make sense? Okay. So do you have a favorite football team? You don't? Good. So you're not in favor of the Buffalo Bills or anything like that? Okay. All right, that's good. All right, so why don't we pray for him?
Father, we seal these words tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask that you would begin a creative process now, that these words, that the bar of God would begin to energize and bring radical transformation deep in his heart, working it outward, spirit, soul, and body. We thank you, Lord, for such a kind of a seed, Father, that you've put here, a seed of the future to be cast into the ground and planted for a great harvest. In Jesus' name, amen.